Now, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, John.
Hello, Daddy.
Do you know where I could get a good accountant?
Cheap? An accountant?
I want somebody to work out my income tax.
Well, do you mean you can't handle a little thing like that, Daddy?
I try, John, but it's no use. That child of mine drives me crazy. Last night, I started to work on my tax blank and was doing pretty well. 8 and 7 is 15, and 6 is 21, 29, 32, 41, 48, 56, 64. You can't come in, Snooks.
It ain't Snooks, dear.
What?
It's your wife, let me in, honey bunch.
Go away, Snooks. You can't fool me.
Why?
Because that's not the way my wife talks.
Oh. Let me in, lunkhead.
Beat it. 8 and 7 is 15, 6 is 21, 29, 32, 41, 48, 56, 64. Oh! Come on in.
What are you doing, Daddy?
I'm trying to figure out my income tax.
What's income tax?
It's money I have to pay the government.
Does the government pay you, Daddy?
No.
Why do you pay them?
Because that's the economic system we live under. Now, let me finish this. I have to send it away tomorrow.
Send it where?
To Washington.
George Washington?
No, Washington, D.C. 8 and 7 is 15 and 6 is 21, 29, 32, 41, 48, 56, 64.
Daddy!
Stop what?
What are you doing?
I told you I'm trying to work out my income tax.
Help me with my homework.
Not now.
Help me with my homework.
All right. What's the problem, quick?
If one chicken lays 2 eggs a week.
Yes?
How many eggs will 2 chickens lay?
4.
Why?
Because that's the answer. If one chicken can lay 2 eggs a week, 2 chickens must lay 4 eggs a week.
Suppose one is a rooster.
Does it say anything about roosters in the problem?
No.
Then the answer is 4.
4 roosters?
No, 4 eggs! 2 eggs and 2 eggs is 4 eggs. Can't you even figure out a simple problem like that?
No.
Why not?
Because in our school we figure with apples.
Well then, change the problem to apples.
Can chicken lay apples?
No, chickens can't lay apples.
Why?
Because they can only lay eggs.
I want some eggs.
Oh, stop that.
I want some eggs.
Now, look, don't start that monkey business.
I want some monkey eggs.
How close? I'm warning you. If you bother me once more, I'll spank you and make you leave the room.
I'll be good, Daddy.
Now, where was I?
It was right here all the time.
I know. 8 and 7 is 15 and 6 is 21, 29, 32, 41, 48, 56, 64.
Daddy!
Oh, what is it?
I want to ask you something.
Is it important?
It's very important.
Well, what is it?
Does a chicken lay an egg when it wants to, or must it?
Who in the name of heaven would worry about such a thing as that?
A chicken might.
Oh, forget about the chickens and the eggs. 8 and 7 is 15, and 6 is 21, 29, 32, 41, 48, 56, 64.
Daddy!
60! What do you want?
What are you doing?
I'm trying to add up this column of figures on my income tax.
Why?
Because I want to know what to take off.
Are you hot?
No, I'm not hot.
Then what are you going to take off?
My legal expenses.
Do they itch?
Do what itch?
The eagle suspenders.
Now, who said anything about eagle suspenders? I said legal expenses.
Ah.
There are certain deductions a married man may make from his income tax. The government gives me $400 for you and $400 for Ophir.
How much will they give you for mummy?
I'll take any reasonable offer. Now, go away and let me finish.
When do I get the money, Daddy?
What money?
The $400.
You don't get anything. Mm. I'm just allowed to deduct that amount from my tax. Mm. A certain amount is exempted because I have a wife and 2 children. But I'll pay more than last year anyhow on account of the defense tax.
What's that?
It's a new tax that helps build a fund to protect me.
From your wife and children?
You can say that again.
All right, from your wife and children.
Stop it! And let me get through. 8 and 7 is 15, and 6 is 21. 29, 32, 41, 48, 56, 64.
Daddy!
Oh! What do you want?
I want my $400.
It isn't your $400.
Then whose is it?
It doesn't exist. It's purely negative. Just a sum of money a man deducts for children.
Who had ducks for children?
I wish I had.
Does a duck lay an egg when it wants...
Drop the egg!
All right, I'll drop it.
Now go away, quick, before I go mad. 8 and 7 is 15. And 6 is 21. 29, 32, 41. 48, 56, 64.
Daddy!
Oh, and I thought I was beating the government when I had you. What do you want?
Nothing.
8 and 7 is 15. And 6 is 21. 29, 32, 41, 48, 56, 64. Go ahead.
I ain't going to say nothing, Daddy.
Oh, thank heaven. 56, 64.
Daddy! Oh! Don't get mad. I want to help you.
Oh. Do you really want to help me?
Uh-huh.
All right, take this ledger and read off the numbers to me so I can recheck them on my tax report.
All right.
And don't make any mistakes either. I don't want any trouble with the tax people. Now, go ahead.
18.
59.
46.
46.
11 to 2.
92. 90 to 3.
112 to 4.
112 to 4. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, you just won't let me get this done. All right. Maybe they'll come and put me in jail.
Why?
For not paying my taxes. Everybody has to pay taxes.
Do they?
Why, certainly. That's how they run the country.
Do you have to run it?
Well, my tax helps. Listen, I'll show you how it works. Last week, I sold a suit of underwear in the store. Part of the money I got for the underwear goes for taxes.
Why?
That's what I'm trying to explain. How do you think the government can build schools, parks, museums, and so forth? With the tax from my underwear. Yeah. If it wasn't for my tax, we wouldn't have any guns to defend us. No planes to watch over us. Yeah. No battleships to guard our shores. If the United States didn't collect that tax, the country would be in a terrible fix.
Yeah.
Now what do you think?
I think it's a good thing you sold your underwear, Dad.
Oh, bullets.